just lift a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
It is the second night of our 14 days spiritual emphasis. The second night, and we are trusting God to start the year well. How you start every race can affect how you finish it. Yesterday, I explained that to you, that how you start every race in this life can determine whether you finish well or not. If you start well, you have high chances of finishing well. If you start poorly, your chances of finishing well is jeopardized or put at risk. It will take an extraordinary turn of events for you to still win after starting wrongly. Are you getting what I'm saying? I declare over 20 people here tonight that as you are starting right this year, may things begin to work out for you this year. If your amen is loud, you are one of them. I declare that as you are starting with prayer, and you are starting with consecration, and you are starting with fasting, I declare that enemies will go left and right for you to pass through safely. I declare troubles and afflictions will step aside for you to progress. I declare by the time you hit June in this year, you would have realized that the Lord has fought all your battles. And by the time you cross June into December, you would have been waving your white handkerchief with testimonies, with celebration. If you are the person, your clap will be loud. Your shout will be loud. Your clap will be loud. Your shout will be loud. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Want to grab a seat quickly as we rise up in a few minutes to pray. We will not keep long here like yesterday. So we want to take in the word of God into our spirit and then rise up and pray fervent prayers. Hallelujah. The value of the voice of God. The value of the voice of God for this journey. The value. Oh, are you clapping? Are you sure those hands are yours? Or you are trying to do something like clapping. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah 58, verse 6 and then 8. We are in a fasting mood. So I want to read this fasting scripture before we begin. Isaiah 58, verse 6. Can we all read together? Everyone, can we all read together? One go. Is this not? Oh, those are the far back. I can't hear your voice. One go. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Go on. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. That's verse 8. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. May that be your testimony. Anyone who is experiencing darkness in your work, darkness in your life, the light of the Lord is beginning to shine there. I said the light of the Lord is beginning to shine into your life. Wherever you seem not to know your left and your right, and you seem to be in darkness, I declare the light of God is beginning to shine. Receive it if you are the one. And your healing shall spring forth speedily. I pray for you that in these 14 days, every sickness you carried into the year, it is flushed out of your system. If your amen is loud, you will not be sick this year. You will not be admitted at the hospital this year. You will not carry your children to the hospital this year. I declare, he says, is this not the fast that I, the Lord, has appointed, that your healing shall spring forth? So that your healing will spring forth. That means if you are battling with any kind of illness, any kind of ailment in your family, any kind of sickness in your bloodline, everybody seems to die with diabetes, everybody seems to die with chronic illness, I declare you will be exempted. Let your amen be like thunder. You will be exempted. Lift up your hand and say, I will not die with any sickness. Say 2025, I will not contract any killer disease. You are not here. You are not here at all. Did you hear when they were saying that there is another disease that has started coming from again China and those places? I hear there is another disease, and different news channels have started talking about it. That aside the fact that COVID-19 seems to be returning, there's another disease that they said has started. But I place a supernatural covering. Oh, you are not here at all. I place a supernatural covering over every rescue member and anyone participating in this fasting. And I declare that it will be minus you. I said it is minus you. Just as the COVID came and it was excluding you, so this one will come, but it will be minus you. You are covered by the powers of heaven. You are covered by the hands of God. I place you under the secret place of God. I hide you under the pavilion of God. I declare the angels with outstretched wings are covering your life, your children, your family. Shout your loudest amen if you are the one. Clap your two hands together. Come on, clap it together. And then your healing shall spring from that. That's why we attack every year with fasting. That's why we attack every year with fasting. That your healing will spring forth. It is an antidote to calamities and catastrophes. Fasting. And it says that, and your righteousness shall go before you. Tell somebody by you, my righteousness this year will go before me. Because it is one thing when you are ahead and righteousness is chasing you. Some of you are far away from righteousness. Are you getting what I'm saying? Oh, you don't like what I just said. You don't like it. I said some of you, it's like cartoons. If you can picture what I'm saying, you are on a run on your own tangent, and it looks like God is trying to still catch your attention. Righteousness is still trying to attract your attention, but you are busily enjoying things in the world. But it says that when you engage the right kind of fasting, then righteousness will, number one, catch up with you. And then righteousness will now overtake you. And now you'll be the one that is following the footsteps of righteousness. I declare that in these 14 days, may you be empowered to live a holy life. Rescue, are you here? May you be empowered to live a good life. Year 2025, you are empowered to stop what you must stop. You are empowered to start what you must start. You are empowered to break addictions. And you are empowered to break evil relationships. And you are empowered to walk in righteousness and holiness. Shout, I am empowered. Clap your hands like they are yours. And the glory of the Lord shall be thy rear guard. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rear guard. You see, when God gives you a breakthrough, the enemy always tries to pursue you into your next phase. But one of the weapons that God used to separate Pharaoh from Israel was the glory of God as a shadow behind them. That until they crossed the Red Sea, the Egyptians were still waiting for days and they could not catch up with Israel. The reason was because there was a cloud that was covering, that was separating Israel, and there was fire that was separating them and Israel. And what the Lord says, the glory of the Lord shall be your guard, your rear guard behind endure. Whatever was chasing you 2024, in 2025, they cannot catch up with you. Can I prophesy to 50 people? I said 2025, whatever troubled you, the Egyptians, the Pharaoh that challenged you, in 2024, they cannot catch up with you. Cannot catch up with you. I said they cannot catch up with you. You are separated from them. You are forever separated from them. The glory of the Lord shall separate you. Clap your two hands together, idea. I am distinguished by glory. The Lord can separate you with glory. If hitherto you were suffering shame, if hitherto you were suffering from embarrassment, ridicule, people mock you, people ask you questions that are an attempt of mocking, people ask you or bring subjects up just to mock you, because they know what you are going through. But in this new year, this year of the Lord, we declare that may the glory of God separate you from others. When there is calamity in your family, the glory of the Lord will separate you from your siblings. When there is calamity that breaks forth in your workplace, everybody may be affected, but the glory of the Lord will separate you. I said the glory of the Lord will separate you. Lay your hands on your head and say, I'm separated by glory. Said the glory of the Lord is my distinction. It's separating me. It's distinguishing me from others. Say, I will no more suffer shame. Say, I will never suffer shame. Say, I will never be mocked. I will never be ridiculed. They will never tag me with ridicule and with mockery, but the glory of God shall settle over my life, and all shall see that I am blessed and I am glorified. If you shout it, it is yours. Clap your two hands together. So this new year, as we engage the fast, one of our greatest assets we need is the voice of God. It's the voice of God that throughout this year, you will not be there without the voice of God. You will not operate minus the voice of God. You will not run this journey. Yesterday I told you that you know no road. Tell the one by you know no road. You don't know 2025. Oh, there is someone that made 2025. There is someone that made time and season. There is someone that created day and night. There is someone that knows each day. You don't know road. You don't know. You don't know what is in February waiting for you. You don't know what the devil has planned for you in March. Neither do you even know what God has also planned for you in July. So you don't know road. But there is someone who knows the end. Even before the beginning began, I declare over 100 people, Makatakalabahasa. May the one that knows the place, may he carry you to the end. May he carry you to the end. May he carry you to the end. And can I prophesy, wherever they will trap you, you are going to escape the trap. Wherever they will set the trap for you, you are escaping the trap. Wherever your blessing is, you identify the place. You will find that place. Your legs will carry you to that place, because there is someone who is leading you. Clap your two hands and say, I am the one. Say, I am the one. The sumu fidi is a Yuda. Oh, yes. The sumu fidi, they will set a trap for you so that your boss will sack you, because they can see that you are being favored by your boss. But it will never stand. Oh, I said it will never stand. The Bible says that you gather together, but you scatter. You speak the word, it shall not stand. And you take counsel, and it will never come to pass. For God, for God is with us. this year, you'll be asleep, and when they are planning, your God will scatter their plans. You are not here for me tonight. I said this year, you will be snoring, but your angel will be at work. He will be scattering out the devices of the enemy. Before you wake up in the morning, your road is cleared. Are you hearing what I'm saying? May the angel of the Lord go ahead of you. May the angel of this church take a lead into January, February, March, April, May, June. Before they plan, he scatters. What they are yet planning, he's still scattering. You are the one I'm prophesying about. Your two ones together. We will not carry your dead body. Announce to the one by you, this year we won't carry your dead body. Tell him this year no paper will bear your picture for burial. You know a paper can bear somebody's picture for burial. They call it obituary. I enter into the spirit. Katabara katash. I enter into the spirit. Any innocent person in your family that the devil wants to bury, I command that coffin to catch fire. I command that obituary to catch fire. And anyone seated in this church, anyone belonging to this ministry, I place a seal of that knot over your life. I place an inscription of that knot on your forehead. I use the blood of Jesus to mark you against the enemy arrow and the enemy attack. Shout, I shall not die. Are you here with me at all? Do you believe what I'm doing? Do you believe the prophecies I'm releasing? That's why we have gathered here. That your man of God will speak into your life according to the utterances of God, as an oracle of God. The voice of God. Say the voice of God. This year is one of the greatest assets that you need. The voice of God. That you will be hearing him. You will be hearing him. So that you will not miss road. You will not miss way. So that you will not miss what is rightfully allocated for you. So that you will not enter innocently into the traps of the enemy. Innocently. By the voice of the Lord. By the voice of the Lord. So what is the value of the voice of the Lord? What do you get this year if you journey with the voice of the Lord? And tonight we're going to pray about the voice of the Lord. That God will speak to us, that strange voices will be muted from our ears. That God alone will speak volume in our ears. Number one, God's voice is key to rescue from danger. God's voice is your key to rescue from danger. If God wants to rescue you from danger, his voice is key. This year, the Lord is going ahead of you. His voice will be amplified in your life. When your enemies are busily planning, he's telling you what they are planning. That's what we call the voice of the Lord. He's telling you where you should go and where you should not go. The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel 23 verse 10 to 13, it said, then David said, O Lord God of Israel, your servant has certainly heard that Saul seeks to come to Keilah to destroy this city because of me. 11, said, will the men of Keilah deliver me into his hands? Will Saul come down as your servant has heard? O Lord God of Israel, I pray, tell your servant. And the Lord said, he will come down. Then David said, will the people deliver me? Will they betray me? And then God said, yes, they will betray you. The Bible says that, and immediately David and the 600 men, they fled. Then it was told Saul that David has left Keilah. This was when David was being chased by Saul. And he was in his home when he got the information, strangely, that Saul and the army are coming. And then where he was, he fought a battle for the people. They are called Keilah. And he fought a battle for them and he won for them. So he became their friend. So they kept him there. So he was thinking that if Saul should come, they would rather join him to fight against Saul. Then he went to God in prayer, like you and I have come in prayer. And in fastness, he said, Lord, I hear that old man Saul is coming. As he's coming, will he really come to this place? God said, yes, he's coming. When he comes, would these people betray me or they'll help me to fight? And God said, oh, they will betray you. You will be killed. They will deliver you into Saul's hands. Immediately, he left. Listen, there are dangers we don't stay to fight. Are you getting what I'm saying? Tell somebody, by there are dangers we don't stay there to fight. It will be foolishness to decide to stay when God has told you that this is what will happen to you. Then you decide to stay there and say, I'll fast and I'll cancel it. There are some journeys you don't go. God says, don't go. You don't go. You don't say you are going for the angel of God to deliver you. There are some marriages you don't enter into. Not that you enter into, say, Pastor, pray for my husband to change. If we pray for husbands to change, we have prayed everybody on the street. Like by now, they are all born again. I only pray and anoint you that you'll be able to suffer long. Is suffering long not in the Bible? It's the fruit of the Spirit. Long suffering. That's a overbrate. Galatians 5. From 22, when he was talking, I need you here. Long suffering. Just say, you know, maybe one man, ever two, in the two, you are here, then long suffering. Say, I want dear, would you best suffer like for long without quitting? So there are times that you need that. So when I see that you have married the wrong person, I now pray for long suffering for you. I pray that Lord, help him, help him, help him, because I quite will never break. I lift up my hands like Moses. I declare any mistake you are about to make, may the Lord deliver you before it happens. May the Lord deliver you before it happens. May the Lord save you before it comes. Shall I receive deliverance? Now you don't enter into it and pray for deliverance. You escape before it happens. Amen. God told David, leave immediately, because they will betray you. And say, what if David didn't hear the voice of God? He would have stayed there and be sharpening his knife. He would have stayed there and be preparing his arrows for war. Meanwhile, what was coming was bigger than him. And he would not get the numbers to fight, because they would betray him. And God said, listen, this one, we don't stay to fight. This one, we run away. Tell somebody that there are battles we run. There are battles we don't stay to fight. We run for God himself to handle what will be behind. There are battles we don't stay to, because you can't win. Did you see David fighting, wrestling with Goliath? Did you ever read your Bible that David and Goliath did wrestling? And Goliath will mash him like do condo. There are battles we don't get close to fight. There are battles we win from far. We win from far. That's why Joseph ran from Potiphar's wife. Joseph didn't stay to have discussion with Potiphar's wife. Leave my dress. I said, leave my dress. Why have you held my dress? I said, I will not do. You are a joker. You better remove your dress and run for your two hands for that. So David was rescued by the voice of God. By the voice of God. And this year, the voice of the Lord will rescue you from any pending danger. I declare, wherever danger is ahead, before you get there, you will hear the voice of God tell you, do A, B, C, D. And when you do it, you will realize that something has happened, but God has delivered you from it. It is what we call deliverance by the voice of God. A lot of people enter into trouble because they miss the voice of God. They are praying, but they are not listening. They are praying, but they don't listen to God's voice. They are praying, you say, I'm going to pray about it. Then they start praying. They are not listening. They are not listening. So they are just praying so that they said they prayed. But it's not like they went to listen to God. I'm saying something very hard here. Because I know that sometimes you say that, did you pray about it? Yes, I prayed about it. But I pray that this year, God will speak to you. About that job, God will speak to you. About that marriage, God will speak to you. About that decision, God will speak to you. About that school, God will speak to you. Concerning anything that is about to happen around you, that God will speak to your spirit, that do A, B, C, D, or so that you will escape. I get what I'm saying. So escaping by the voice of God. David escaped here by the voice of God. Number two, God's voice is an instrument of recovery of everything the devil stole from you. God's voice is the instrument for recovery. It is what can bring you recovery. What can make you get whatever the devil has stolen from you. 2024, I don't know what the enemy stole from you, but this year, by listening to the voice of God, you will recover all. Let your amen be the loudest. The Bible said in 1 Samuel 30, the verse number 8, and David inquired of the Lord, prayed to the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And the Lord answered, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them. And without fail, you will recover all that you have lost. So the only reason why David went into that battle, into that chase, and was able to get what he lost was because he heard the voice of God, the direction of God. Listen to me. Sometimes good people can lose good things. I get what I'm saying. Tell somebody, by sometimes good people can lose good things. David was a good man, a warrior, a lover of God. Yet, when he came back, all his wives had been taken away. His children had been taken away. His city has been burnt. They have destroyed everything. The enemy has gone away. So sometimes a child of God can suffer certain bad things. But it's not that God has forsaken you. Tell the one by you, God has not forsaken you. Rather, when that happens, you must do what David did. He engaged prayer and said, Lord, what should I do? Then the Lord said, go after these people. You will catch up with them. You will defeat them. And all that they have taken, all you have lost, you are going to get it again. I declare over 50 people here, this year, the voice of the Lord is going to help you to recover every lost business, to recover every lost marriage, to recover every lost relationship, to recover every lost opportunity, to recover every lost blessing. If you are the one, shout, I am the one. Shout, I am the one. Say, I will recover what the enemy stole from me. The opportunities, the favor, the anointing, the increase. Oh, I recover. Somebody declare, I recover. Say, I take over my portion. Say, I take over my portion. Whatever the enemy stole, I take. By the instrumentality of the voice of God. See, that is where, as you are praying, or when you finish praying, you are there, you start getting ideas. You start getting ideas. Then you can feel that, no. I said, Bibini me kasa se me for si me si we kasa. I said, Bibini kasa me koye se, and I me ko tons, and I me koye se. Then you start following that voice. By the time you realize, boom, opportunity. Boom, recovery. And everything that you thought you had lost, the Lord is giving you double. Am I prophesying to somebody? Instead of giving up and complaining, rather seek the voice of God for directing. That, Lord, what should I do? And when the Lord directs you, whatever you have lost, you will regain it. I see you getting back all that you have lost. Let your amen be the loudest. Lift up your two hands and say, I recover all. Say, I recover all. Say, 2025, whatever I have lost, I recover all. Whatever I lost, I recover all. I recover all. In the name of Jesus. Up your two hands in celebration. Number three, you have access to God's voice. It is the fuel for faith. When the voice of God comes to you, it breathes faith in your heart. There is nothing that makes a man confident like he's sure that God spoke to him about something. There's nothing. If you see rocket confidence in the face of impossibility, go and you realize that the person has something or the person knows something. That's why the person is facing that impossibility. If you see me attempting anything that looks very crazy and risky, it is just because of what I know I've heard. Once I tell you that God said, it settles the case. I can die for it. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This year, you will not attempt anything in a very, very awkward way. Because some of you, even the things you have written down, you are not even bold about them. So whether it will happen or not, you can't even tell. Because you lack confidence. You lack confidence about it. But you see, the day you say that, when I was praying, I felt the Lord lay this idea on my heart. That day, some vim that will enter into your heart. No, you see, you may not have the money, but once you have heard God, once you sense that God has spoken, God has given you some idea, it has a way. It rocketizes you. It gives you some rocket zeal for what you're about to do. People will not understand why you are so crazy about the thing, but it's because of what you heard. I hear what I'm saying. If God speaks to you about a certain brother, it doesn't matter what you hear. If God speaks to you about a certain sister, it doesn't matter what not they pocket. It gives you some kind of boldness. It gives you some kind of zeal. The voice of God, it produces what? Faith. And this year, faith is what you need to conquer. Faith is what you need to overcome the enemy. So I pray for you that as for 2025, may your ears pop open to the voice of God. May your ears pop open to the voice of God. That every step you take, may God speak to you about it. That every decision you seem to be making, may you hear the voice of God about it. Enough of the try and error. Enough of the work. Your life is not that short, or your life is not that long for you to experiment. I hear what I'm saying. Some of you have become more than a laboratory apparatus. You have become more than a guinea pig. You are using your life for experiment. 2024, we'll try winning the year. Now 2025. My main so we saw share that vision. What's the social in Nipa crowd or saw motion? I asked the one by you. Are you testing and seeing? What's social? You are trying it, you are testing whether it's an agent. You are using your life to run a guinea pig agenda. By the time you finish, you have used 10 years to try 20 men. 10 years of your life. Each year you try two. One for 6 months. One for another 6 months. Properly arranged. Tell somebody no more. Oh, tell somebody no more. Tell somebody the days of try and error. You are just roaming about everywhere trying. You are not do try and error. I declare that this year, strangely, you begin to hear the voice of God. You begin to feel that God is talking to you, that you should do this. That God is talking to your heart, that you should do that. And when you obey, bam, there will be a miracle. Receive the voice of God. Your two hands together. Romans 10 verse 17, that's where the scripture is. And then number four, God's voice is key to direction. God's voice is key to direction. The right step to take, where to do, where to go, what to turn. Isaiah 30 verse 21 says that you shall hear a voice behind you, a word behind you, telling you to turn either to the left or to the right. So this year, that will be your story. Number five, God's voice is key to unveiling mysteries and uncover secrets. When the voice of God comes to you, it shows you secrets. Secrets in your family you don't know. Secrets about the business you want to do. Secrets about that guy. Secrets about that lady. Shows you secrets about things that you are praying about. Secret. Secret. Amen. Secret. Number six. That's Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call upon me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you do not know. So as we are calling on God, he's going to show us secrets. What to do to become blessed. What to do so that this year singleness will break up with you. You didn't hear what I just said. Tell somebody that singleness will even break up with you. There is something to do that will make single. God, when did you judge it? But singleness must break up with you. I'm prophesying to some elders here. I'm prophesying to some pastors here. That 2025, even singleness will break up with you. Let your amen be louder. I speak to some young ladies here. You have been marking time. You have been trying. But 2025, singleness is over in your life. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. I've not said anything. I'm just preaching the word of God. Number six. God's voice is a weapon of victory against oppressors. Oppression and affliction. Weapon of victory against oppression. Isaiah 30, 31. For through the voice of the Lord, Assyria will be beaten down as he strikes with a rod. Through the voice of God, and your enemies will be defeated this year. See an amen. I said, through the voice, the counsel. Say, Obe Shasis, all would think Yamini. I will feel him. Obe Usas and Yamini Okasa. Who the Obe Kasa Bibi Katnevi say? I'm telling you who that Bibi is. Say, after these 14 days fasting and prayer, your spirit is going to be tuned. Your spirit is going to be tuned at the frequency of God. That now, when God speaks, you hear in your heart. When God speaks, you hear in your ears. Some of you, when God speaks, you dream about it. Some of you, when God speaks, you'll be walking about and it looks like all of a sudden your mind is only thinking about A or about B, but it is because heaven has spoken. I prophesy that blessing over your life. That this year, your enemies will be defeated by the voice of the Lord. Shout, my enemies will be defeated by the voice of the Lord. Clap your two hands together. Jehoshaphat won the war not by sword. He won the war not necessarily by praise and worship. He won the war because of the voice of God. Not necessarily by praise and worship. You can go and praise and worship and see. It's not necessarily by praise and worship. The truth of the matter is that nobody goes to war that way. Aside that day, there was no battle God told them to do that. So it is not a battle weapon. They themselves can never try anything. So, God says it's a formula. So that the next time you hear that there's war coming to Ghana, you say, okay, since we are Christian nation, let's forget about the army and let's take tambourine and let's take praise and worship and let's start singing because Israel did it and they won. I'm sure we'll die before we throw the first. It is not a physical weapon for battle. But you see, there is something about God. There's something about God. That when God tells you that enter into fire, it is better you enter because he will turn the fire into air condition. And when God tells you that don't enter into the air condition, you better don't try because it can turn into fire condition. Get what I'm saying? So the thing about God is that he can take the foolish things of this world. He can take the foolish things to confound the wise. But it's not you. It's God. He will say that I'm using praise and worship to defeat three armies, but it is not a battle weapon. He decided to do that. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is that this year, God may tell you certain things that may look foolish, but it is better to obey the voice of God as compared to what you think you know better. You think you know the business better, but God can tell you what to do. Just obey. He just told the fisherman that go to sea, go and cast your net in the morning. Fishermen don't fish in the morning. You will catch nothing. They don't cast net in the morning. Real fishermen with canoe who are into fish business, they don't cast net in the morning. They cast net at night. And Peter said, I have worked all night. What do you mean? You are a carpenter, I'm a fisherman. I have done the work. I know. And Jesus said, even though you are experienced, but this time around, I have decided to turn the thing. And I'm using what doesn't work to make it work. So I am saying that sometimes when God wants to fight for you, he uses things that do not work to even make them work. There are directions he will give you. They don't sound wise. But sometimes, as long as you know that this one, I got it in prayer, or this one, the Lord whispered to my heart, and the thing keeps coming, obey and do it, because your miracle may be connected. That's what happened in Assyria. The Lord spoke and beat down. The Lord spoke, gave direction, and the victory came. Number 7, God's voice is a guarantee of peace at all times to overrule crisis. God's voice, when God speaks, there is peace. Always, no matter the trouble in your life. There may be trouble in your life, but that's why you have come for fasting and prayer. This year, God will speak in your life. And peace will take over your life. Peace will take over your finances. Peace of God will take over your marriage. Peace of God will take over your own life. Those demons that are troubling you at night, you are going to have peaceful sleep. Psalm 85 verse 8. I will hear what the Lord God will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saint. And then finally, God's voice is the fuel of relationship between man and God. There's no relationship without voice. When you stop hearing from your husband or you stop hearing from your wife, it's a sign that the marriage is breaking. When you stop hearing from your beloved, it's a sign that you have been replaced with immediate effect. They say, "Oh, cool now, yeah." For 1 week, no one can say. Not just say, "Why are we no?" I shall see it then. Ego, but say, boyfriend, any girlfriend, no one can say for 1 week, 2 weeks. Ha, just say, "Why we play so?" Baby, we not got it now. Were you with me? So if God has a relationship with you, one of the ways you know it is that he talks to you. If you and God has no relationship, it means that you hear nothing. From today, may your ears be open. Luke 4:4. And Jesus answered him, it is written, man shall not live by bread, but by the word of God, which is in his voice. So we survive by the word. It's what determines our relationship. The survival of our relationship with God. How do you access the voice of God? One, being a son of God, be a child of God. As many as are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. God cannot lead you if you are refusing to grow as a Christian. Tell somebody, grow up as a Christian. Grow up. Read the word of God and pray. So that spiritually you begin to grow, then you can begin to hear the voice of God. Babies do not even know the difference between the voice of their mother, but the moment they start growing, they understand the voices. They can tell. Amen. Oh, amen. Then number 2, that's Romans 8 verse 14. Number 2, the willingness to be led. If be ready that God should lead you. That's one of the ways you hear the voice of God. Psalm 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, so I shall not want. If you don't allow the Lord to lead you, what man amen do kan ya? Afi we so mistake ni problems in kwa. Man amen di we nim kan. Kacha no tun chance afi we dia man amen di we nim kan. Ma ho kwan so at say ma ho kwan. Some of us we are too stubborn. We don't allow God to lead us. We are full of ourselves and our plans. Nyame kasa kra yente. Enu ti na sabra bo no nyoma nsisa ase ye bon pa so. But wo bon pa ewe na o chere o nyawo ya on de. You don't do it. Number 3, the attitude of asking. The attitude of inquiry. Like David always go to ask and then God will give him the answer. God will speak to him. So if you are asking, God will speak to you. From this year, start asking, Lord, this guy, is he the one? Start asking. God, this lady, is she the one? Start asking, Lord, what do I do with my life? Which university should I go? Which course should I choose? God, what do I do about this business? How do I rise up? How do I break through? How do I ask? You say, Obisa for on Yerakwan. If you ask, you don't miss road. But if you don't ask, you miss road because God will not force you. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Clap your two hands together. Are you blessed for coming? Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call upon me and I'll answer you. I'll show you great and mighty things. Rise up to your faith. There is power in the name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.